Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is December the 3rd. 21 shopping days left to Christmas. That's 21 days of shopping. I know some people out there have been shopping for a month, 2 months, 6 months. Bad Bob and I have got our plan, as most men do, on December 24th. You run frenziedly out to your car. You jump into your car. You have your credit card between your teeth, and you charge. You head on out. Where do you go?
Left
you
run up at Walgreens.
You run to the nearest local store, first of all. You run in there and go to Ace Hardware and buy your wife a hammer, because she's going to probably pound you when she sees the things you bought her at the last minute. Or you see that frenzied buying in at the jewelry stores as they come, as people come running in there. Give me one of those. Give me one of those. I don't know what's wrong with that personally. I mean, I think you can go out and get everything, and then you have to go back and wrap them. And so, the biggest thing then is you hit the dollar store and get all those little bags. You know, they charge a dollar for these present bags, and a dollar for 856 pieces of tissue paper, and then there you are. Or maybe not. Speaking of Bad Bob, here he is.
Yes, you know you're in Shasta County if you've ever received a present that involves duct tape.
That's what Jim does. Jim says he wraps his in duct tape. Oh, what a day today. It's 44 degrees today. We may get some rain later on this afternoon. I think the high is going to be, 50-something, 58, 54. Today it's going to be 54. We got a chance of showers, 40% chance of showers. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo. Great place to go up to. Rick Hill's going to be up there tonight. In fact, playing his guitar. It's going to be a great time. He's got a new sound, and he's working on it. He's got a couple of CDs he has cut that are just magnificent. And Rick Hill's going to be in later on, because that's what Rick likes to do. But his day job is he heads up Morgan Stanley. And we're going to be talking about investments. We're going to be looking at the stock market. And we're going to be looking at what the future may hold for people that are interested in stocks and bonds and investments. Rick's really up on all these. And he'll be able to tell us maybe some trends. Linda is on assignment today. She has got a million things that she's trying to pick up and do before the weekend starts and finishes, and this is probably the only time we can do that, so a shout out to her. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about things that are going on in the nation here, and then we're going to work our way down. We're going to start with school lunches and why Michelle Obama is so happy and why maybe you shouldn't be. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Yeah, Bob, just jump in there and start something.
It's just you and me right now.
Well, it'll pick up here. It'll pick up. Okay, because now we're going to talk about nutritious lunches. It looks like our Congress of the United States again has done things to help us, my friends. They're here to help.
Mary Poppins.
They have passed the Nutritious Lunches Bill thingy, which says that we're going to feed people better at our schools. And you're saying, well, what's wrong with that, Carl? That sounds like, good. I mean, they're still going to have hamburger, and they're still going to have pizza. Yeah, it'll be a leaner cuts of hamburger, and it'll be, whole wheat pizza. Well, that's fine. But then they're going to start kind of like looking in those vending machines and start censoring the vending machines so you can't buy things out of that. It's only going to cost like $4.5 billion. Billions aren't that much anymore. Not after the Obama administration has rolled around and in the dirt with trillions. But here's the rub on this one. they could also limit those school bake sales. You remember how you were in school, you know, the kids come up, Girl Scouts, any little organization, they have bake sales. And so they sell, you know, cupcakes and cookies and who knows what else, pretzels, marijuana-laced brownies. But, you know, they're doing these things. But now they're not going to be able to. In this bill says you can eliminate those fundraisers. So, you know, on one hand, they say, okay, let's have the kids eat leaner, but now here, let's just take away the bake sales because, you know, children, if given a chance, and these children, I guess, go all the way up to 18-year-old high school types, they'll just stuff themselves with those cookies, those candy, those cupcakes. I find this, you know, I find another bill like this, just another little notch there of saying, yep, we're just narrowing it in, hey, you can only eat this, you know, and of course, you know, you can't have those Happy Meals. Anyway, Michelle Obama is thrilled. Well, Michelle, I'm happy you're thrilled. I really, really am. Record Searchlight. I read Record Searchlight every day. I believe we need a community newspaper. I believe that they're trying hard there. And I really think that their editorial staff is really bright. And one of the reasons I say that is they followed our lead yesterday about the closing of Sugar Pine Road at this time of the year. You know, it's true. You know, remember we were talking yesterday is that Sugar Pine Road out there by the firefighters out there have a road that people have used for over 20 years. They just shut it down. And without warning, they just shut it. And when they were, you know, when you're asked about it, the CAL FIRE people say, hey, well, it's our road. It's not ever been open. It's just they've just used it for 20 years. It means nothing. And the ramification of this is at this time of the year, the roads out there to get into it now the different way are hazardous. It's a 45-minute drive. It's, you know, there could be, you know, with all these rains and with their snow up there, it just can cause a great deal of harm. And for sure, it's going to take a long time for people to get their homes back into Reading. And they said, well, we've offered to open the gate in case there's an emergency. Well, what if there's an emergency at 2 o'clock in the morning? I think the searchlight said this. Well, how do you get to them? You know, is somebody going to wake up and get down to the gate? What about other things that happen? To me, it's a perfect example of a government agency making a petty choice that inconveniences people for no reason except, you know, when somebody said a contractor says, well, you know, I wanted to put things up there. Well, maybe that's the rub. Maybe they say we don't want construction going on up there. Well, if that's the case, you tell the guys we're not going to let construction equipment go up there. However, your cars, your family cars, your personal cars and trucks, yes, of course. There's something wrong with this that they can do this and just cut off people. I don't think this is something that needs to go away. I think CAL FIRE needs to explain why they couldn't act as good neighbors. I mean, they say that they say that the people don't maintain the road. Well, somebody's taxes maintain the road. I mean, I guess I help pay for that road. Why can't I use it? I know. Why can't I then go down and use all these other facilities that the government owns that somebody pointed out?
Borrow a fire truck.
Yeah, can I go down to the officers' club down at Camp Pendleton and use it? That's my taxes. But you get what I mean, right? The fact is that you can be good neighbors. You want to restrict the type of the use of the roads, fine. Then you can do it. You can put chains on it. You can put different locks on it. You can give, you know, you can have people have keypads that you know who's using the road. But just to shut it off in the middle of the winter with all the rains coming through is bad. Bad manners. It's thoughtless. And I think that, you know, we're going to try and get somebody from CAL FIRE on to explain to us why it was necessary to do it now. But I don't know if we can get somebody from CAL FIRE on. We've been trying to get the lady on from Shasta Trinity. What's her name?
Sharon Haywood.
Yeah, Sharon Haywood. We've only asked her. I think our latest ask was a 35 to get her on the show just to say hello, tell us who you are, explain to us how you can shut down all the roads up here against what everybody is saying. How can you do that? One person do that? She has always been too busy, and I reckon she probably is just busy figuring out different ways that she can help the community. Okay, being a little cynical here. Anyway, I agree. Record Searchlight, you're right. You're right in what was said yesterday, too. Cal Fire, you've got to find a better way of doing this. Talk to them. You know, if nothing else, allow people to use the road, at least until the weather clears, and they can figure out another way of doing this. So it's, you know, instead of just doing it out of hand like this. Okay, Bob.
Sir.
I said I was going to talk about this. The amoeba. The amoeba. The amoeba that they have found that...
The Mono Lake life form.
It says that this is a new form of life. That we are used to... We are used to forms of life that live and are based on carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. Somehow... The bacteria discovered in Mono Lake is able to continue to grow after substituting arsenic, a poison, for phosphorus. Is this a huge thing, Bob? Is this something we should worry about? Is this something we should put on sovereign minds so our guys get in there and they turn it up saying that this is an alien life form?
It's not an alien. However, it does open up the possibility that under more extreme conditions than we are used to seeing life evolve under is not unlike the undersea vents where life thrives, where we thought it couldn't possibly happen. It opens up the possibility of life evolving on other worlds.
Is this a new life form, Bob? It eats arsenic?
It's been there all along, and we just found it, so I would not call it new, no.
Oh, it could be, there could be other things out there, too, right?
There always are. There are mysteries. You know, you go deep enough in the ocean, you see stuff that just, you know, what the fishing fleets haven't taken up yet. You see some really interesting stuff.
Do you believe in chemtrails, Bob?
The popular theory of chemtrails, no. I believe that the planes are pumping out natural hydrocarbons that are possibly having an effect, but I don't believe in a big conspiracy.
See, ordinarily, I'd take a break right now, but Roberta's on the line. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I won't take long.
That's okay.
It is infuriating when they talk about you can't feed your children cupcakes or such, and yet they will give them condoms at school so they can go out and be immoral as they want as children. They provide no, you know, real protection. And also they will take children and take them to abortion clinics. They can get abortions without the parents knowing about it. But now the government is going to say you can't eat cupcakes. You know, something's wrong with this picture.
They don't. Well, that doesn't fall into the government's picture there, is that, you know, those little chocolate cupcakes are dangerous. They're, you know, it'll fatten up those little kids, and you know it, and it makes them so
well,
they don't learn.
Well, I'd rather have a fat child than an immoral child.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true, Roberta.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Why can't you have a skinny moral child, though? Isn't that better?
Well, I think you do have when the parents are in the home. None of my, you know, the children always went out and played. I think the problem is today the children can't go and play. There's no safety. My children ran all over playing in groups of other neighbor children and out and gone all the time playing. Well, they didn't sit at home watching TV or playing video games.
Yeah, well, you know, that leads us to another subject after we get back from the break. Okay, Roberta, thanks. Roberta votes for skinny moral children. All right, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can jump on there and chat. It's December the 3rd. It's exactly 44 degrees right now. It's going to be 54 today. It's got a 40% chance of rain. You know what? I think winter's getting here. Yes, Bob.
And a shout-out to our eagle-eared listener, Indian Dave, who detected some background noise in a previous call. And, yes, if you do call in, please turn down your radio so that we don't get a particular bleed over. And I am hearing something, so we're going to check that out.
You need to go back and check that, because now I'm hearing it, and there's nobody on the phone that I know of. Okay, hey, we got something in from Angel on the chat room that said, gosh, these new aliens... Do you think they're going to want to be, they're going to start putting in for unemployment and for other services? I tell you what, Angel, it's like this. We don't think that they're here as an illegal until they do that. All right? Until then, they're just our friends eating arsenic. A lot of things going on.
But leaving the old lace behind.
There you go. Okay, hey, the Dance Project Cascade Christmas. 90 minutes of spectacular dancing. Going performances are at 8 p.m. today and 3 and 7 p.m. Saturday. Tickets range from $10 to $35. Also, a display of lights exhibit is going to start today in downtown Promenade. And Viva Downtown kicks off Christmas tree lighting festivities at 4:45 this evening at the downtown Promenade with the tree lighting at 7 p.m. Santa is going to be there. Okay, Bob. Bob is saying that he's happy about that, that Santa's going to be there.
Having played the big guy a time or two in my lifetime, it's always a pleasure to see Santa.
For all you children out there, he was just doing it because Santa asked him to do it.
Yes, I was a helper.
He was a helper. He wasn't Santa. He was a helper. Let's go to the phones. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you. It's just me. Linda is on assignment.
Oh, awesome. Good deal. Well, hey, I have a great tip for you today.
Okay.
I have a lot of people that usually ask me, you know, hey, when it's lunchtime, what can I do for lunch? I'm tired of sandwiches and soup's not enough. Well, there are some decent frozen meals you can find in your grocery store frozen section. So what you're looking for is frozen meals that are about 300 to 400 calories and no more than 400 milligrams coming from sodium. Now here's my kicker. You have to bring extra vegetables to add to those meals because they never have enough vegetables in them. But if you can find, like, Organic Bistro is one of the name brands. That's a really good one. Amy's Organics, unfortunately not tied to me. Lean Cuisine, Kashi, and there's a couple other name brands. But, again, you're looking for about 300 to 400 calories, no more than 400 milligrams of sodium, and absolutely trying to add in extra vegetables, and about 10 grams or less coming from fat. And then you can have a nice, warm, healthy meal at lunchtime.
So the extra veggies, is that what counts there, Amy?
That's huge, yes.
That's huge. You know, how much can you bench press? How much can you bench press, Amy?
I don't know. I have to... I guess we could test it next time you come into the gym. We can have a contest.
Yeah. Well, no, there'll be no contest. I'm not going to sit there. I'm not going to be there in the gym and everybody watch how embarrassed I'd be when you out-bench me. Hey, no, we saw Amy on Monday and worked. These nutrition tips, because you are a nutritionist, you know, with a degree. These are good ideas because, you know, those things that we were talking about, the school lunches, how they're going to get more nutritious, yet at the same time, they can't just do enough to make it nutritious, and they're going to cut out all those little bake sales.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me, that's part of school. I mean, if a kid,
right.
you know, here we go. It's just, we go back kind of a nanny state here. Now, here, you know, you come on, and you give us really good, you know, ideas and tips, and Joe does from Adamson's Peak Performance. But those are things that you do and that make you healthy and because you want to, because you know it's right. And, you know, when you get somebody that says you will do this, things get different.
Legislature.
Anyway, hey, Amy, I want you to have a good weekend. Are you going to go out there and watch any of this Christmas tree festivities or the parade?
Absolutely. I love going to all that every year.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, maybe next week we'll get into a bench pressing contest.
Sounds great, Carl.
All right, have a great weekend.
Vegetables.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Carl, bye-bye. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bot. Good morning, 7:34, December the 3rd. Linda's on assignment today, getting things ready for weekend festivities and taking care of the house. We just, you know, when you're going for 7 or 8 or 9 days in a row, somebody's got to do it. It's not me. 605-4567, KCNR1460.com. Get on there and start chatting with us.
Great comment just now from before the break, and we didn't get a chance to say it.
Oh, I watched the C-SPAN there. Yeah, about the, okay, what happened is that, you know, Charlie Rangel got publicly censured.
He got his widow wrist slapped.
He said, they said, you're a bad boy, Charlie. You cheated on your taxes. You led people astray. You did all these things. And he got a reprimand I think it was a censure. That's big. Well, it's, I don't, it doesn't, they're not going to, like, take money from him, so I don't know how bad it is. You know, it just says, you know, you did this wrong, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like, I'm not sure what that's like. You know, it's, okay, go stand in the corner for an hour. I am not sure what it means. However, if you did this, my friends, you that were not sitting in the esteemed halls of the House of Representatives, or you weren't a senator, I think you'd go to jail for a couple years. I'm just positive that you probably go to jail. You could say, gosh, I'm sorry. I really think that this was a political thing. And as they sit there and they smile and they put the cuffs on you and you walked away. Did you know? I'm sorry, but I wasn't going to talk about this. But I have to. The judge denies a request to close the Great Lakes to carp. A judge on Thursday denied a request by five U.S. states to close off man-made waterways that connect the Great Lakes to inland rivers, ruling that there is no imminent threat of Asian carp entering the lakes. Now, you're saying to yourself, Carl, why would you be talking about that? Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that the carp, you know, carp, I mean, carp get in there and they are ferocious predators. They will wipe out the indigenous species, have been known to do that. It's because I found out while reading this article for y'all that the Obama administration has named a carp czar to oversee the government response to the issue and diverted more than $75 million from a Great Lakes Restoration Fund to pay for additional carp control measures. Now, carp czar, the first time I read it, and I saw it was the Obama administration has nominated a carp czar, I thought personally that they had just misspelled something. I did. I thought that, my God, finally a czar that he can use. A crap czar. And then I read it and I said, oh, I guess it is a carp czar. But, I mean, come on.
That's
if you're going to have one of your 932 czars, why not a crap czar? You know, somebody should come running into his office and say, you know, I think this is crap. He sees something somebody else does. This is crap. I guess we're not so lucky. What, Bob?
Well, oh, Susan. Speaking, along okay, the lines I'm of bears sorry. In the woods.
Oh, Susan, I'm sorry, Susan. You're
Hi.
On.
Yes, I have to agree. My God, money's no object back there. Let's just hire another person. Anyway, I have a big bear alert
okay.
up on the upper end of Quartz Hill Road. I'm just a half a mile off.
Okay.
We have a workshop behind our house in the forest, not too far away. And my husband came out the other night, and the sensor lights went on, and there he was. And my husband thought a black bear didn't get larger than 300 pounds, and he said, no, this thing is almost the size of a Volkswagen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It has been tipping over garbage cans at the neighbors, got no food, but made a mess, and she did report it, and their solution was put ammonia-filled balloons in the trash. So people should be aware that this thing is out at night, and who knows why.
And where are you at exactly?
I'm just a half a mile off Lake Boulevard on Fort
wow.
Hill.
Yeah, that's close. That's the wildland-urban interface.
Yeah, we have not had this happen in the 10 years we've been here, but now we do.
Well, you know, bears, I mean, is it because there's less food out there, or they've just become so they don't, you know, that they just start feeding off the garbage that we leave and that they just are kind of losing their fear of man now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing I wanted to tell you was
okay.
that my 58-year-old husband is back at the Olympic Training Center, and today is the first day of the competition. He's trying out for the air pistol shooting team.
Now, is this, I mean, like our National Olympic team?
Yes, he said it's about the only thing you can do when you're that old.
The National Olympic team, and he's trying out for the air pistol.
You got
That's
it.
That's great, it's, Susan.
Keep us posted.
Call us.
It's pretty interesting because, you know, you're married to someone for 21 years and they never shoot a gun, and suddenly there's a skunk problem, gets an air pistol, and then he decided, man, I'm a pretty good eye.
Next thing I know, he's just practicing and going to competitions like crazy.
I mean, he just picked it up one day and just said, I'm keeping the skunks out of the yard. And by the way, when he gets back, I've got a job for him.
And I'll tell you something. Nothing worse than having a skunk get your dog straight in the face through the chain link fence.
Oh,
and
you know,
coming
in. No, mine jumps on him and rolls around in the grass with him. And, a dog rolling around in the grass with a skunk just means is that the dog gets smelly and the skunk's happy. So.
Well, what's even better is when you have the dog door and they run through the house with it on their face at 4 in the morning.
Oh. Okay, look, Susan, I was going to take a break. I'm not going to take it right now. Here's why. I have got the perfect solution for skunk.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, this is true, because Elk Killer got into it with a skunk, and Elk Killer's, you know, furry. What you do is you take hydrogen peroxide, a quart of it. You take baking soda. You take liquid dish soap and water, and you pour it into a bucket.
I'm well aware of it.
Okay, you know this.
You should have seen me out there at 4 in the morning.
Okay.
But this supplies.
This works. I mean, it worked.
It did.
Great. Yeah, it does. You know, people say, well, what about tomato juice? No. This thing took the smell off this dog and me. So.
You got it.
Well,
yes,
look, you know, Susan, thanks, one, for telling us out off of Lake Boulevard, there, a big bear was seen. Not a little bear, but a big bear. And that your husband, now, when's he leaving?
He is there.
Oh, he's there now.
First day, there's 3 days of the shooting, not practice, this is it today, starting. He said the place is awesome, beyond belief. The food is fabulous. Of course, there's all sorts of things going on back there. That's just one of them.
Okay.
But he said it was great.
Well, super. Well, give us
that's
a call Monday and let us know what happens, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We've got a guest, Rick Hills, here. He's going to start him early because he's got to run here sooner than we thought. Linda is off on assignment, and we've got some great comments on the in the chat room too. You can go there at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bach. KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bach. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:45 in the morning, December 3rd. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the state, Espresso Joe's, every type of coffee fixed all these different ways. It's cold weather out there. They have great prices. Just go in there and ask the TMB Sweeties for a cup of Java, you know, low soy, you know, extra crunch, or whatever you people out there order. I mean, frankly, you know, I have a cup of coffee, okay? Put this in it. All right. 2143 Hilltop Drive, but they can take care of it for you. Joe and Shelley, unsung heroes of our community, but that's why we keep singing their praises. Our guest today is, and we're starting this early because he's a very busy man. he's also a friend and a great, great guitarist. But his day job is heading up the Morgan Stanley.
Yeah, thanks, Carl, for having me on this morning.
Well, you know, one of the things we want to talk about is, and you've been giving this a lot of thought. I mean, it's not something you just pull in. You know, you've been looking at it for a while. Is we want to talk about what happened last year, on the markets. You know, and what do you think is going to be happening in the future?
Sure. Well, what I thought I'd do is give you a little recap of what happened this year. It was pretty interesting. You know, a lot of people, when they saw what happened in 2008, they kind of stopped looking at the markets. It was so frustrating because there was such a sell-off in stocks. But really, in 2009 was not a bad year, and bonds really rallied during that time too. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of a recap of what's happened this year and look at some of the other, you know, not exactly stocks maybe, but peripheral things like commodities and gold and silver. Everybody's interested in that, and tell you what they've done this year so far, and then maybe take a little peek into what I think, not necessarily what our company thinks, but what I think might happen next year based on what's happening right now.
Well, they had, you know, we've had such a colossal slide over the past couple of years, and yet it seems to be coming back. It's over 10,000 again.
Yeah, over 11,000.
It's over 11,000. And if you look back just a few years, it was like 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I don't study this, really follow it, But back in the early 2000s, what was, I think the market was, what, in the fours or fives?
Fours, yeah.
Something like that.
Well, it's come a long ways, and I think that, you know, a lot of folks need to really sit down and look at it over a long-term period of time. And that's tough to do when it's so volatile as it has been over the past year or two. You know, if you have an account, you have a retirement account or a regular non-retirement account, maybe a bond account, and you're looking at it every day because you can get on the internet now and get all this information. It's just right at hand. And so a lot of people tend to be a lot more short-term oriented, and every little glitch in the market will throw people off. But it's kind of like, you know, you look at your home prices. Well, obviously they've came down, but do you look at your home prices every day? Well, probably not. You really can't. So you tend to hold on, and over a longer period of time, you know, you really see some appreciation. And the same thing happens in stocks and bonds. And really, over this year, it's kind of interesting. I manage mainly retirement assets for folks that are already retired, and also for folks that are getting ready to retire at some point. So we try and get them retired, and then keep them retired is the main thing.
Yeah, what's that like?
And so it might be a while before you find out. Well, I brought my application in for the czar. I thought maybe you could mail that out for me if you don't mind.
You want the carp czar or the crap czar?
I'm still deciding.
I swear, you know what? I got to take a break here. When we come back, because, you know, then we can get into this into a more serious note, because don't get me started on crap czar again. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's 7:53, December the 3rd, 2010. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley runs the Dish Satellite service there at B&T, and he is giving rebates at this time of the year. So what it means is you can get free Dish Satellite TV HD for free. That's right. He's got rebates, and now is a great time during the Christmas season. See all those Christmas specials. See all those football games. Probably be able to see them get into the playoffs and do all that. So that's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Local guy, local business. Give him a call. Our guest, Mr. Rick Hill.
I don't hear that investor, very often.
The investment guru of our station. Continue. You were talking about
returns
people,
and
well returns, but one of the things you said was really important is that now that people have got access to the internet,
mm-hmm.
It used to be that you'd have to wait a month to kind of figure out when somebody'd send you a piece of paper and said this, or you
get
call,
a statement.
Or you call, and. But now they can get right online, investors can get right online, and they can track it. And this can be good and bad, can't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I mean, there is so much information available to everyone, and it's a good thing if you know how to interpret it, I suppose, and you don't let it affect your short-term thinking, you know. Again, we come back to holding good quality investments. I mean, that's what we try and do. You know, you always hear about the next hot stock or the whatever it might be, but I think that really the key to success in this, you know, this part of your wealth-building effort is to hold on to good quality investments and hold on to them over time, and that's always paid off, really. Interestingly enough, though, you look at the Standard & Poor's 500. You know, we were talking about the returns, say, over this year, and they're kind of surprising. I'll start off with the not so great part. You look at the Standard & Poor's 500 over the last 10 years, you know, without dividends or income that those stocks have paid, would you have any guess as to what that's earned if you were in that index, what that earned over that period of time?
No.
Basically, zero. So, you know, you would be flat, maybe up 1% at the most. And it's really, in my opinion anyway, the dividends. In other words, those companies pay you for owning the company, and they pay you a portion, they pay you income to hold on to it. And those are usually good quality, long-term, long history successful companies that will pay you to own them. And to me, that's a real essential part to you know, a good successful investment program is that you own good quality, whatever you buy, and you hang on to it. You try and buy it at the right point. That's called value investing. You know, you're looking for a bargain just like everyone else, and you're not paying extra to buy it.
Well, how can you find these? I mean, how, you've been in the business a long time. Sure. You're a big success in it. So, I mean, what are you looking for in something like this?
When I look at companies that I want to try to, buy them at a good price or buy them at a good value, I look at some of the ratios. Like you take the price divided by the earnings. That's called a P/E ratio, and you look for low P/E ratios, maybe in under 10, for instance. That's kind of a generalization, but that would be a fairly low ratio. And what that means is that company is not trading so high above its earnings that it's kind of outpaced itself. Back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, you found a lot of the technology stocks that were trading at very high, P/E ratios, high multiples. And at that point, a lot of people were saying, well, the world's changed and, you know,
that's
things are different.
That they were trading, the value of the company may be $1,000 and they were trading $1 million.
Those lines.
That's an exaggeration, but that was the bust we went through.
And then they sunk back down to $1 because,
right.
You know, really, they weren't making anything or selling anything. Maybe it was information.
It was paper.
Or pie in the sky, where a lot of venture capitalists were funding these companies because they thought this was the next big thing. But in reality, I think what happened is we've came back to buying good quality companies that actually manufacture something or have a service that people need. You know, something that's important that we all need. Food, utilities, whatever it might be. So
that's the kind of companies then, you know, that you're looking at.
That's what
I
look for.
Something that actually produces something.
Right, right. And, you know, it's not, we're not trying to knock the cover off the ball with the next big hit. We're trying to find companies that are great to hold on to for a longer period of time and that'll work for us over time.
Well, we produce hot air here. Is that quantitative?
I think that's a real commodity.
That's a commodity.
You know, I have to say, though, I think that I'm not sure if I want to follow, your lead and Bob's lead on the Christmas shopping idea. But, you know, I did think about the hammer, and I was kind of thinking about a Makita. So.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
if my wife's listening, I hope that's what she's looking for.
Okay, for you. That's right. Well,
her.
Oh, for her. Okay.
Yeah.
See, we want them to go out and shop for days, weeks, months ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
For us.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think it's in the DNA. Here we go back to the DNA about stealthy and just sitting in one spot, you know,
but
the remote control in your hand as opposed to the spear. I mean, these are just things that are, it's in our DNA. So to go out and plan something for months ahead of time like they do is very difficult.
But we digress. So well, anyway.
Okay, we got to go to a break here.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to talk about things they're looking at for the future and this, but that's a good point about buying something that produces something instead of just an idea. So sometimes ideas can be valuable. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 on December the 3rd, 2010. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You were streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. And the disclaimer, just so you know, I agree with my opinions. And if you don't, no. And people, as you have shown me in the chat room and phone calls, sometimes my opinions are worth that, you know, that proverbial, you know, we should have Obama, have Obama's crap czar here. I'm sorry, carp czar. I'm sorry, I keep getting it mixed up. I am glad to hear that Obama's over in Afghanistan, so now he knows where it's at. and he's meeting with, what are you laughing? I mean, I'm not sure he knew where it was at. I mean, he said he did, but the other thing I like, too, is I hope he's doing it in such a way, even though it's early. You know, wouldn't you just love to see all of those congressmen and senators and, you know, that White House staff give up their Christmas to go over there and visit the troops? How many times have our representatives and our senators actually been to Afghanistan and Iraq to spend a holiday. In other words, you leave the country during a holiday period. You leave your family and go over there and visit the troops. How many times do you think that happens there, Rick? Even though it's got nothing to do with you, I mean, with your subject here, but it just kind of dawned on me. How many times do you think they do that?
Probably next to nothing, next to zero.
Well, I've been deployed, you know, many times. And I'm trying to think of any time that I saw a congressional delegation or somebody coming through at Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm sure there were, you know, a couple of them, but... Was there a steady stream, was there like, hey, line up because the next 3 days is going to be, the traveling roadshow of senators and congressmen and president's people? When's the last time somebody from the White House staff that's close to him? How about a military-type czar or his Department of Defense? Well, maybe Department of Defense does, but, you know, it comes down there. And like the chief of staff to the White House, why don't you send him over on Christmas Day, let him sit there and eat with the troops and see what it's like, maybe at an OP Restrepo. Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I digressed. Rick Hill, Morgan Stanley, is here, and we've been talking about the stock market and what's happened in the past and the things to look for if you're buying stocks. And can you go over that real quick one more time for the people just joining us here?
Sure. Well, when we look at stocks, we try to buy companies at a good value. In other words, they may be down in price and... less expensive than they were in the past, and maybe there's a good reason for it, but maybe there's not so great a reason. Maybe it was drugged down by the markets overall, and they're trading at a lower value than they were, say, a year ago. And again, good companies that produce something that offer a great service that's necessary, those are the types of companies we look for. Good quality companies that pay dividends for income, that's all part of what we call total return, which total return is growth of the share price of a stock, and then the income that a person receives for owning the stock. So those are the kind of situations we look for. And I kind of wanted to just touch on the year-to-date and performance few things and talk about some of the longer term, because there were some bright spots out there, even though you look at the market in general.
Yeah, you look at the unemployment figures up today. I mean, unemployment just hit 9.8. Here we are 2 years into this recovery that we've been spending trillions of dollars on, and there's less people being hired.
Yeah.
And there's, this tax plan that this farce that they just voted on, and I don't mean to get you into this, this farce they just voted on yesterday, that they know it's not going to pass. It was just a waste of time, bloviating on their part. But anyway, but there were bright spots.
There were bright spots. I mean, you look at the Dow Jones, that's the indicator that everyone looks at, the market overall. That was up almost 8% as of the 1st. The NASDAQ, which are a lot of the technology companies and smaller companies are listed on the NASDAQ, year-to-date that's up 12%. A lot of people, that sort of slid by a lot of people and they didn't see that. The S&P 500, which I mentioned has been basically flat over the last 10 years, is up about 8% year-to-date. And then I went back and looked at some of the five-year average returns. One bright spot's been energy, and we know that. We've seen oil prices climb higher over time. So you look at over the last 5 years, energy's averaged about 5%. Emerging markets, which are smaller...
See, I would have thought energy would have gone up more than 5%.
Yeah. Well, if you probably take just oil, yes. But energy overall.
Okay.
And an average rate of return. It's been pretty volatile, actually. And then you look at emerging markets, which are smaller companies, but they're adding infrastructure, they're adding, utilities, phone systems, that type of thing. Of course, most of them now are adding just cell phones. A lot of them don't add landlines anymore. But that's been a real bright spot. If you're willing to look beyond the borders of the U.S., those have actually averaged 11% over the last 5 years. And some of those countries, Brazil, Morocco, Malaysia, Thailand, those are some examples of what we would call emerging or developing markets. And then, of course, everybody talks about China. Well, China has earned 17%. If you were in, say, an index that contained a group of Chinese stocks, that's averaged 17% over the last 5 years.
Well, yeah, but China. See, to me, when you talk about China and growth index and what they produce and such, it's such a, to me, it's It's almost like an apples oranges thing. They don't have restrictions. They don't have. There's no government intervention in the sense that, or government a problem with bipartisanship. I mean, it's a communist state. The LP, but they're capitalist. Well, they're making money, but don't ever fool yourself that they're not a communist state, in a sense when they can still control the media and still have people punished for having babies. Right. This is you know, and so when you see a growth like that at 17%, it's like, well, that just don't be comparing us to. I just don't see how you could compare what we do to China.
Well, I don't think you can. I think you have to look at it in terms of, well, what have these countries done? And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts about China in that they have to get their own house in order and start building infrastructure there.
Yeah, that's true.
But we can come back and talk about gold.
Yeah, because we're going to need to take a quick break here as soon as we get Bob back on the thing. Okay. Hey, Bob, we're going to take a quick break here. Bob's answering phones. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Rick Hill from Morgan Stanley, is going to have to be leaving here early. And some of the things that are in the chat room, like... Some of our top employees, top management in the city, taking pay cuts on their own, and the cost of other pensions will be addressing after 8:35 here in the morning. But Rick Hill is here, and there were questions that came in. Was what do you mean?
What are the indexes?
Yeah,
all about?
What are the indexes? The Dow. Everybody here talks about the Dow and thinks it's thousands of stocks, but it's not.
It's really just 30 stocks, and it's been around for years and years. Started by Charles Dow, when it originally came about, but it's basically just the average of 30 stocks and their prices. Of course, it used to be computed once a day. Now it's real time. And the S&P 500 is 500 stocks and the average of those prices. That's how they compute that index.
Well, that's why the S&P goes up is not as volatile, it seems like.
Yeah, not quite as volatile, and the measures are different. Right. But you'll find that they do, a lot of times they'll kind of track each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of the ups and downs of the market.
You know, a question came in and said, when you say that the Dow is over 10,000, what's that mean?
Well, it just means that that's the average of all of the stocks in the Dow divided by the prices. And so what that means is that if those stocks are up for the day, then that index will be higher. And if it's down for the day, that index will be lower. So it's basically just
the number of shares that are
prices.
Oh, yeah, the prices on them.
Values of the stock.
So the average then of these 30 stocks is over 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000 if you take the average of those stocks, average prices of those stocks, and then you do the math and you divide them, then you'll come out with the 10,000 number or the 11,000 number, whatever it might be.
That's not per share, though.
No. That's just the measure of the Dow. That's just the Dow. It's an index, and what an index is a group of stocks.
Which is why you will never see me in front of the computer. They say, you know, hey, you can do this. Yeah, you can do this. Just look at this. Look, I'm a baby. I can do this. And I look at this baby doing this and thinking, no, I can't do this. So it's good to have people that can walk you through like you. Okay, now, this year, what do you think?
Well, I kind of wanted to finish off these thoughts about the year-to-date and five-year performance, because I think it's a good idea. In this business, as you know, it's tough to look forward. You know, you really can't. Everything's a projection. You can't guarantee it looking forward. You always have to look back. And the disclaimer in this industry is, you know, future prices are based on past history, and you really can't guarantee future projections. So we always have to look at the past to see what happened. And so, for instance, a lot of folks are interested in gold right now. Obviously, it's really been on a run. And gold has averaged 22% a year over the past 5 years. But what's interesting along with that is silver, year-to-date, is up, at least the silver index is up 33%. And there's really an interesting kind of a ratio there. For years and years, the gold and silver ratio was about 15. I mean, go back 100 years and that's what it was. You know, how many ounces of gold or silver it took to buy an ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
That ratio is up to about 50 right now, which tells us that, you know, possibly that silver is undervalued right now and could grow. And silver certainly has grown at a much faster rate this year than gold has. So a lot of people are looking at silver as a, you know, as a good investment. I can't come out and recommend that, but I can tell you that that's what's happened this year, and that ratio has been out of whack, so to speak, for the past several years.
So there's a chance that could the price of silver can jump here.
Could.
Now, gold was dropping, I think, the last time I looked, or is it back up again?
It's back up. It's a little over. Last time I looked this morning, it was just over 1,400, and silver was at 29.
So silver can take a big jump.
Yeah, and gold has really jumped, and you know, there's such a kind of looking forward at the markets. There are so many opinions out there. I mean, even with gold, there are people that think gold will be trading at $2,000 an ounce, you know, in the next year or so. And there's other folks that think it's going to trade much lower. And, you know, all of them have pretty valid arguments. Even the markets, you know, there are people that think that a fellow that's been around for years just came out and thought the Dow would drop dramatically. You know, over the next year, and there's other people that think, well, we have a lot of room and to grow, and certainly the markets have really grown this year, and they've really shown some resiliency. You know, when I look at it on a daily basis, and I'm watching that screen all the time, and you'll see the market drop off maybe 100 points, and then it'll recover by the end of the day. It's sure. Pretty interesting what's happened.
Yeah. Yeah, because you see a lot of times Dow opens low and it finishes off. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to take a quick break, and we can come back and we can finish the on projections about what you're thinking about this year.
Okay.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bot. Good morning, 8:25 in the morning on December 3rd. I hesitated then to let it click over to 8:25. Our guest, Rick Hill. Morgan Stanley, we're gonna we want to do it real quick. Your prognostication, your best guess for the for this coming year, and we want to talk about important stuff like music.
Well, I won't give any. I don't think you can throw it out there. You see, so many people say, "Well, I think the market's going to earn 5% or 10% over the next year." I think that's pretty tough to come out with that kind of a prognostication. But it, really, when I look at it, I like I said, I think the market's been amazingly resilient this year. But my own personal opinion is that we need to see jobs growth. We need to see demand for products and services that we're not seeing right now. And so when I look at what's happened, I'm concerned that we're not seeing that in place. And we know that the markets, the market will precede the economy by about 6 months. But I guess the bottom line is I'm just not all that you know, positive about the growth of the stock market over the next year or so, because I think that we're not seeing the economic data that would lead us to believe that we're going to see some really strong growth. So I do get concerned that we'll probably have another volatile year just like we have this year.
So and you don't see the economy as into the big recovery mode?
No, I really don't. And then with bonds, you know, we've seen a real run-up in bonds. But I think at some point we will see interest rates start to move higher. They're pretty low right now, obviously. And with that, we're trying to stay on the shorter end of the maturity in bonds. We're trying to stay with very short maturities, because longer maturities will have more price fluctuation with interest rate hikes.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know, good quality dividend-paying stocks and shorter-term bonds.
Okay. All right. Let's get to something that's important here. You're going to be playing tonight.
Yes, up at Anselmo.
Anselmo. If mm-hmm. you've not heard, had the opportunity to hear Rick Hill play the guitar, you have missed a great opportunity.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean you're really really accomplished, Rick. And I mean, one day I was listening to a CD and thinking, you know, because Linda's got, gosh, buku CDs that she listens to. She loves music, and I'm listening to it in the background. I was thinking that. Gosh, who is that? And I was thinking, as you know, some famous guitarist And you know that obviously must be, and it was your CD. It was beautiful.
Well, thank you. I did that for my wife. Did a fundraiser for the library, and so she was. It was called Taste of Spain, and so they asked me if I could record some music for that and give away a CD. So we come up with five songs that were sort of Spanish oriented or themed, I guess, because I'm not really a flamenco player or anything like that. But
didn't you dance flamenco wise somehow on Dancing with the Stars, the North State?
I tried. We had a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money. But this, if you can imagine, California Dreamin' with a Spanish, you know, slant to it. That's kind of what we did. But it was a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, Linda has just done a fantastic job this year. She come up with the whole idea of the summer series up at Anselmo, and I was able to be fortunate enough to play guitar for Linda and all these really great musicians that she's brought up. So that's been a lot of fun, and then I've ended up doing a few solo guitar nights up there, and that's been a lot of fun too. So I really enjoy it. I've played for years. My folks were musicians, and just had a great time doing that. And in fact, the recording that I did in town was with a fellow named Bruce Turgan, who has it's called After Hours Recorders, who has the studio in town, and he was actually the bass player for Foreigner, if you remember that band, and did just a fantastic job, and you know, he came up with a lot of good ideas, so it was really a group effort.
Well, good. Now, so you're playing out there tonight.
Tonight.
And then next week on the 10th, it's going to be you and Linda and just a bunch of Candice Lavolsi. It's going to be the whole gang's going to be out there on the 10th. So and it's going to be like a Christmas program.
Should be a lot of fun.
I say Christmas program. It'll be just a lot of great music and people jamming out there. And those are the kind of times you really need to get like tonight, and then to get your reservations, because it fills up quick in there.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Rick Hill has been our guest today, and we really appreciate you talking about giving your opinion on the stock market, where it's been, and then this year. You're still looking at some volatility, and so it's kind of like, be careful and know what you're doing.
Right.
Or talk to an expert like yourself there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, where's your phone number, and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm at Morgan Stanley, actually Morgan Stanley Smith Barney now.
Right.
And the number is 223-4200.
4200.
And I'm happy to answer any questions, you know, based on our conversation today, and help out wherever I can.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Rick. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. We come back, we're going to be talking about city managers, cuts in pay. We're going to be talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Is it dead? Join us after these words. On KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach, 605-456-7 is our phone line, or you can start chatting with us at KCNR1460.com. 8:34 in the morning, December 3rd, 2010. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC and Tim and the mysterious haircutter that works there with them. Great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to all veterans, and that's great. You know, we like to applaud businesses that do that. If you go to the KCNR website and just click on businesses that give discounts to veterans, you can see all the ones that do that. It's man's last stronghold. They cut hair. They don't style it. No matter what Rich Bay says, they will not style his hair. They just whack away at it. Not a pedicure in sight, nor a manicure. And trust me, Oprah's never on a TV set. At Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. All right, let me have some other good news here. Classic Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Classic Cafe has got to be one of the finest places. You know, the girls there, you get a hug every time you walk in. The walls are like a museum for veterans. And they do, once a month, they do a big dinner. And this is going to be like comfort American food. Liver and onions, catfish, meatloaf, fried chicken, Yankee pot roast, pork roast, New York steak. Homemade bread pudding. That's at 2427 Athens Avenue, Classic Cafe. And that's going to be tonight. Starts at 5 p.m.
Eat it before the food czar outlaws it.
That's right. The food czar, which is next to the... If you didn't hear in the last hour that Obama has nominated somebody to be the carp czar, to look at the carp situation up in the Great Lakes, and got states suing to try and keep the carp out of there. So, of course, we need a carp czar, and I, of course, believe is that they misspelled it. And it's, if anything the administration needs, and maybe every administration needs, is a crap czar. Okay, we're going to go over some of the good news and some of the bad news. But here's news that you do need to know, is from Leslie Morgan, who is our Shasta County Treasurer Tax Collector, that the first installment of your taxes are due by 5 p.m. December 10th, a week from today. 5 p.m., you need to pay your first installment in taxes. Okay, let's jump on this thing. Two of our city managers, or two of the higher paid employees of Reading, have foregone their raises. City Manager Kurt Starman has volunteered to permanently give up a 4% raise scheduled for May, and City Attorney Rick DeCovney has volunteered to permanently give up a 5% raise scheduled for January and accept lower raises than he originally negotiated out through 2014. And the City Council on Tuesday is going to consider these proposed concessions. That should be a no-brainer, which would save an estimated $42,000 each year if approved. Now, we can talk about this. Let's go back, and then we get into Measures A and B. That Measure A expressed popular support for all workers paying the employee share of their CalPERS, and Measure B, which expressed popular support for employees accepting substantially less generous retiree health benefits based on years of service. And the council is going to be in closed session on Tuesday. They're going to consider imposing Measures A and B on unrepresented employees, which include top managers like Starman and Duchovny, along with rank-and-file clerks, technicians, and other white-collar workers. This was brought up by Mayor Patrick Jones when he was on our show right before Thanksgiving and said that this is something they need to do. You can't keep, you know, if you're going to cut down at the rank-and-file, if you're going to be going down to the police and firemen, and you got to start at those people that are making that $200,000 a year, and there seems to be quite a few of them up there. The other thing too is that it appears that Reading's pension rates are going to climb again next year, and will likely keep heading uphill as we approach the mid of this decade. We are spending about $17.6 million funding in California public employees' retirement system. That's up 11% this year based on current payrolls. And CalPERS is going to charge the city 44.3 cents for every dollar it spends on base salaries for its police and firefighters, et cetera, et cetera. You know, what it's saying, my friends, is this. It's not going to get any better. As long as the sales taxes are down, as long as the economy's, you know, getting beat up, we're still going to be paying this. Now, the question is how much should the employees be paying? Should they be paying their CalPERS? In many counties and cities, they are. It's not occurring now. Obviously, the people of the city have spoken. Yes, we have on this last election, we have three city council members, two that were reelected, Jones and Bassetti, and one, Sullivan, Francie Sullivan, who is new, taking Mary Stigall's place. Now, that vote was, you know, that vote was splintered among 10 people. The two measures, however, that the people voted on, the people of Reading voted on, Measures A and B, are 65% and 70%, respectively. Come on. That's a no-brainer. If you have an idea about how to do your job and you're not quite sure, go back to A and B. Oh, the people said vote. The people voted and said change this. Change so people pay their CalPERS. Change the plan, the health plan. Change it. That's what it said. And now you've got the government of the United States, with this new deficit-cutting plan. It's talking about Social Security going, you know, you're going to have to be older to collect it. They're talking about cutting back on, you know, on military retirees. They're talking about cutting back on health care. These are all big cuts. Right here, the people of Reading have said, pay your CalPERS, and let's take a look at this health care plan.
I would offer up the observation that the results of this election kind of contraindicated Mark Beecham's assessment that the people of Reading tended to vote by the signs, you know, that the number of signs heavily influenced the vote. And I hardly saw any signs for, you know, against the firefighters, and yet they are, and no offense to the firefighters, but they, and the fire
and
police, for the A and B.
Everybody pretty much stood back from that A and B question. I mean, nobody, like, tied themselves to it. I mean, the opponents of it tied it to Bassetti and Jones. But, and you know, and frankly, I think everybody was surprised by the fact it carried by such a big number. But, you know, this is old news, except for one thing. The new city council's meeting here next week. It's no longer old news. Now it's, the fact is, this is what the people have said. What is the city council going to do? We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, December the 3rd. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite right out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. His phone number is 244-1988. He does professional work. It's a local company, been in business since 85. And he's got rebates right now that you can get free Dish TV. Yes, free Dish TV, all the channels. Okay, well, all the channels they offer in the basic, I imagine. And it's HD, and it's free because he's got rebates. So you give him a call, 244-1988. That's 244-1988. One of the people that's been chatting in the room here, and he's got a real good point here. He says, Carl, he says, never mind what Starman or Duvernay do, it's permits. It's peanuts, I'm sorry. Keep your eye on the rising pension tails. They're going to crowd out everything else. Street maintenance, parks, police and fire, that's pension rates. And, you know, if you look back at the article in the Record Searchlight, which, you know, Record Searchlight does good articles, one of the things they said, CalPERS projects Reading's public safety pension rates will climb to 45.5% in the 2012-13 fiscal year and hit 49.4% the following year. Next year's public safety pension rates are nearly the highest Reading has seen in its 30 years with CalPERS. 49.4%. And I think the via contracts, I think the firemen are looking at like what, a 12% raise, something like a 7 to 12% raise.
Yeah.
We're gonna have fire chief on next. We can talk about that. I believe he's gonna be on Monday or Tuesday. But these are contracts that were signed before. You know, other things were given up. You know, we'll talk about that. But if the money keeps going out like that, there's not going to be a lot of money, as 1040 says, and as far as the putting things together for maintenance and roads and stuff. Okay, let's come up with, we've got like 8 minutes left before this weekend. I want to talk about some things that are going on this weekend that just is, you know, that it's time to kind of start celebrating that holiday season, that Christmas season. Let's start with Cascade Christmas. It's going to be at 8 p.m. tonight and 3 and 7 p.m. Saturday. And the tickets range from $10 to $35. Give them a call at 243-8877. We're going to kick off the Christmas tree lighting festivities at 4:45 this evening at the Downtown Promenade with the tree lighting right at 7 p.m. There's going to be a movie examines the chemtrail theories. That's a documentary about geoengineering that features some North State residents, is set for a screening tonight in Reading. What in the World Are They Spraying will show at 6 p.m. at Sequoia Middle School at McLaughlin's Auditorium, said Michael J. Murphy, the movie's producer. We talked about this. This has been a subject on Sovereign Minds on Sunday night. Whether you believe in it or not, the other, you know, is a, that's a whole show, probably, whether you believe in it or not. I frankly don't, but that's just me. What else is going on, Bob? Bad Bob? How about Saturday night?
We're going to have a fun time down there. It is Christmas spirit, let me tell you. Brenda and I will be announcing the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade. This will be our fifth year in attendance down there. And we'll be at the corner of California and Tehama, and we invite all the listeners to stop by and say hello. And it's just the greatest way I can think of to get in the mood. And the news that KIXE is going to be videoing the event and showing it again, and Hugh Hauser is going to be there interviewing the crowd. How cool is that?
That is cool. And then, you know, this the parade has got like 110 people in it. They're talking about or floats. It's just going to be great. Starts at 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. So you see people going out there, and you can find places to watch it. I'm looking forward to that. Other things we've got going, too, of course, is, you know, they're talking about the in Weaverville, they have Christmas bazaars. They're having Shasta State Historic Park, old-time holiday celebrations. You know, there's just a lot of things to do. There's a lot of things that are happening this weekend, including, of course, going up to Anselmo's for Rick Hill. And then in out at Whiskey Gulch, they've got something going on out there also. We got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to finish up with just a couple other things that's happened in the news that may or may not affect you.
Back. I won't back down. You can stand me.
Welcome back
up
to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. 8:53 in the morning, 605-4567. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com. Last day of the week. Somebody wrote to me and says, Carl, don't forget the Christmas tree lighting and the big bonfire in Old Shasta tonight. Okay, I haven't. I've said it. I just don't know when it's going to start. So, Linda, come on. You're on.
Hey. I've been listening to the show. It's great. You know, thank God for Bob Moon Heating. You know, we've have this old home where the heating, you know, the air conditioning isn't working or the heating. So we realized the other night when we were having dinner and there was cold air blowing on our backs that we better get them back out here. So they came just quickly. So shout out to Bob Moon Heating. And the other thing is I wanted to remind everybody about the Republican Women's Tea that's taking place Sunday. I believe there's 5 tickets that have become available, so call the station if you want to go. It sells out, and I think somebody's table, the people didn't come from out of town or something. So I wanted to remind people about that. And, of course, we'll be down there Saturday for the Christmas tree parade. Bob's announcing.
Yes, he's announcing the parade.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And
now,
a big shout out to the Reading Trade Club for putting this all on.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, with next week we've got the Chamber of Commerce 100th anniversary event. It's a lot of things going on, huh?
Yeah. I know. I just wanted to remind everybody about you know, that there's a really good heating company in town who comes out the moment you ask him to. So, yeah, anyway.
Well, all right, Bob Moon has kept us warm and cool.
Wow.
And, you know,
I can't figure out
the
general boiler from the 40s that who knows how that thing works. But
yeah,
anyway.
That sounds like Bob. Okay, hon, we'll see
all
you
right,
a little
talk
bit.
Talk to you later.
Right, love you, yeah. You know, you know, what are you doing right after the show, Bob? I'm not asking you for a date. Just wondering what you're doing.
I believe we're doing some production, and I've got some clients I'm going to be meeting and then getting ready for the break.
Yeah, you're right. We got people rolling in today. I'm going to a tobacco and brew. I'm going to have a cigar. I haven't had one there for 10 days or so, 12 days. I'm going down to tobacco and brew. I want to have a cigar. I want to sit there and talk to a bunch of other old guys, and we can talk about things that are right or wrong before the Christmas season starts. You know, one of the things I see here is, remember we've been talking about is the don't ask, don't tell. And I said I was personally against it until I could hear something that came up from the ranks and from the military that said, hey, this is going to be fine. This is not going to have an impact on our men and women during two wars. And, of course, in this, this was leaked, of course, by the New York Times. It should have kind of given me a warning. Oh no! They've done the study. They've done the survey, and it came up. And it's not going to have a problem. It's going to have no impact on our ability to fight a war. Okay. Well, then you know what I said, fine. You know, because I'm not in the military any longer, and I've been out 3 years. So it's the kind of thing is okay. Things maybe change. Well, it appears that there's a group of people that say, excuse me,
But repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell this year is not going to happen. And that the Pentagon study on gays is biased. And that objections by combat troops were being ignored. And essentially what it says is that, that yeah, they had like 28% of the people returned the survey. But a large percentage of those that were against the removing the policy were combat troops, the Marines and soldiers that were directly into combat. McCain said, we send these young people into combat. We think they're mature enough to fight and die. I think they're mature enough to make a judgment on who they want to serve with and impact on their battle effectiveness. Of course, Gates McMullen said, concerns is we don't ask people about what they want to do. We tell them. We just want to see if there's going to be an impact on them. Well, you know, Mullen's been there. He's been a, you know, he's chief of staff. And the question is there's probably someplace in between. But I'd just say is that, you know, is let's go back and take a real good look at this. The one thing Gates said is this would not be done precipitously. It would be done over time. The question is what kind of survey was it? And let's go back and look at it. Why is there a rush to do it right now when we've got people in combat? Why is this? I mean, is this, you know, if we change it right now, it, will it have an impact? Will it cause even a small ripple effect? And if so, let's go back and take another look at it. Oh, Bob, another week.
Indeed. Been a fun one. Yeah. Interesting folks.
Yeah, it's been, and next week we've got a bunch of people coming in, fire chiefs, we have doctors coming in, we have all these little warnings about Christmas and what's happening. This weekend on shows, gosh, you know, anywhere from Miss Sellett to Kurt Large and Dr. Trudy Pratt, who, by the way, fixed my back and saved me this week.
You look somewhat, your color is much better.
Well, I tell you what, she just, God, it was terrible, but she got in there and just, she does, you know, she does things, and then, you know, I mean, just, you know, she moves one thing around, and you feel great, you know. It's shout out to Dr. Trudy. A lot of shows this weekend, a lot of things going on, my friends. Have a great and safe weekend. There's going to be it's going to be bad weather. It's going to be rain and stuff, and there's going to be a lot of things going on. So take care. Just remember, Joel, that it's a good the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.